This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has hailed the cooperation between Iran and Russia in the fight against terrorism in Syria. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the defeat of the U.S.-led coalition supporting terrorist groups in Syria is undeniable. The leader also described a significant Tehran and Moscow's resistance against terrorist sedition and plots. Ayatollah Khamenei said the solution of the Syrian crisis requires incessant cooperation between Tehran and Moscow. He stressed that only the Syrian people can decide the future of their country, calling on Damascus to be impervious to foreign pressure. Ayatollah Khamenei was speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Tehran. Putin said Iran-Russia cooperation has made a breakthrough in Syria. He also called for continued fight against terrorism as well as an appropriate political process in Syria. Joining us live now from Washington is Rustam Safronov, who is a political analyst with Russia Segodnya, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Rustam, thanks for joining us. What do you make of Russian-Iranian cooperation, especially, of course, against the fight against terrorism in Syria?
I think Russia and Iran, as two major Eurasian powers, could make a lot to prevent the spreading of the terrorism in that space. Because the dangers of that coming from Middle East especially is very great. And Russia has big Muslim population, and Iran is obviously the Islamic Republic. So they have a lot of leverage to be able to combat terrorism, which is trying to root in most radicalized version of Islam, perverted version of Islam.
I wonder, Rustam, why is it that this cooperation against terrorism annoys the West so much? I mean, at least America claims that it wants to be fighting against terrorism, but it seems that it's really annoyed by any Russian-Iranian fight against terrorism, especially in Syria, of course.
Well, that's something to do with the geopolitics. The United States doesn't want that the two major players to enhance the influence in the Middle East, because United States had a Middle East after the destruction of the Soviet Union as their own playground, and direct interference of United States in Middle Eastern affairs led to disaster, like we can see in Iraq, in Libya. Very long time things are in disarray. So in Libya, it's still no central government, no any visible future. So. And now, stabilization situation in Syria with the cooperation of Russia and Iran symbolizing the end of that era of American domination in that region. So that's why United States is aggravating.
Very well, Rustam, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.